B-Pod Studios.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk your horn and flash your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lauren.
Your chance at $100. 5 seconds to cash. Minutes away. Don't go anywhere. Intern Sydney on with the Manny, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show. Welcome.
Hi.
So we heard that you got a big old job and it didn't go so well. You cried on your first day.
Yeah, I cried my entire lunch break.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a whole hour.
What now, happened?
To let people know also, like, we're not talking about here because we don't pay Sid.
Right.
This is a paying job where she...
Yeah, this is just an internship.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I was just... It was a new job. It was a new place. I don't like change. It was way smaller than the store I was at before. And everything was just different. Everyone was rude, and nobody wanted to talk to me. And I was like, oh, my God.
Really?
What's so interesting,
I'm not like this,
is Sid works at a big box store. So she just moved from one store to the next. So it's not like she started a new job with all new...
With a new company.
With a
it's
new
the
company.
Same company, yeah. A different position.
You
yeah,
just
I'm in
slid
the same company.
From store to store.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if that's a thing. Like, I wonder if people, like, don't like when someone slides from one store to another under the
Why
same
not?
Umbrella.
I don't know. I think it'd be great because it's not some newbie that has to relearn everything.
Yeah.
It's somebody that knows what's what. And so, like, just your coworkers weren't, like...
But think, if did you come in promoted, like, above other people?
Oh.
I came in with a raise.
Yeah,
hey,
so
but
maybe
would they know that?
Some, I don't know.
They're not supposed to know it.
Yeah.
They're not supposed to. I didn't say anything, though, so...
I mean, every time I get a raise, I don't tell you guys.
So you walk in, and, like, who was like, rude to you right away? Like, I mean, don't give names, but, like,
yeah.
Like management, people above you were rude to you, or...
I mean, they were just kind of, like, looking at me funny. They were like, do you know this? And I'm like, I know all of this stuff. I was like, you don't have to reteach me anything at all. And then, like, I couldn't log into anything. Only, like, two people were nice to me.
Wow.
Out of the whole store.
So when did you cry?
I cried on my lunch break. So I was in, like, 4 hours in. And before that, I was, like, an hour before my lunch. So 3 hours in, I was like, yeah, I'm about to cry. I was like, I know I'm going to cry today. Mm. And then I got in my car and I called my mom.
Oh, no. I'm
so
sorry.
Are things better now? Are they getting better? Or was it so bad that you're like, nope, take me back to my old store?
I've already asked to go back to my old store.
Really?
That bad? It was really bad. It was like the first day. And I was telling my mom, I was like, I don't want to go back in there. And I was crying my eyes out.
Can you imagine?
I cried all my makeup off.
Like, things were so bad that our poor intern Sid is crying. Was there one person in particular who, like, is still rubbing you the wrong way?
It's like all of them are just rubbing me the wrong way.
Yeah, it's clicky. You guys, you're not in their group, so they don't...
They're like a little gang, and I'm like, y'all don't have to be like that towards me. Like, I'm nice, so...
Have you made an attempt to be accepted by them? Like, have you gone out of your way to be like...
I mean, I help them out, so, like, if they have, like, a page or something that they call to get, like, help or something, I'll go and help somebody out.
Make your
out.
Own clique. Make your own group. We have, like, cliques here at the radio station, and I know that I'll never be in them, so that's why I got my own group.
Every time Roy joins our clique, we make a new one.
Yeah. They're trying to get away from me.
Sid, I hate that.
Yeah.
You guys want to hear something else heartbreaking?
What?
You ready for another heartbreaking part of the story?
You know more?
Yeah. Tell them why you move stores. What did you tell us? Why did you move stores? You told me.
In the first place.
Doesn't have to do with us?
They weren't working with my... Oh, I know what you're talking about. So, yeah, no, I totally forgot about that. It's like the night before, because I live in Stanley, so I have to wake up at 3:30 in the morning to be here by 5,
right.
Which is outrageous.
Right.
But I wake up at 3:30.
Wait a minute. Is that a complaint?
No.
Okay. All right.
It's not.
All right.
No, but I wake up at 3:30 in the morning, and then the night before, my manager before, she would schedule me till like 10 o'clock, and I'd always try to hop out early at like 9:30 because it'd take me like 30 minutes to get home. So I would be like getting home at around 10:30 and waking up at 3:30.
I'm piecing it together.
So this is our fault.
Whole thing is our fault.
No, it's not.
So she slid stores because that store was going to let her get out early and change her hours. The store that she was at wasn't letting her do that.
I mean, I needed a better schedule anyway because during the week I'm super busy because I have another job.
Yeah.
And I'm a full-time student. So it was really crazy. That job, the schedule-wise, it just wasn't working out.
I feel like I want to call down there. Have a little chit chat with the manager.
I think I'm going to stay out of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's already our fault, so maybe we should intervene. I don't know.
I feel connected to the story.
Yeah. But is that like mom and dad calling for you then? You know?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sydney can do it. So you're going to go back to the other store?
I want to. I really want to. Just because I know everybody. The hours are the only bad thing. And my previous manager, she was like, well, did she only need a weekend position? Because my mom worked with me, too.
Okay.
She was like, did she only need a weekend position? And she was like, yes, because she never goes out. Like, I stay home all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm either at work, school, or home.
Let me ask you this. So the previous manager that wouldn't let you leave early because you had to come do this internship, are they a fan of Jumbo and Billy? Like, do they hate me?
No, they don't hate you guys. They just have no idea who we are.
She listens.
Okay. She might be. I mean, I love her. Don't get me wrong, because she's friends with manager. My mom too. Hi. But she, I mean, she's really cool. It's just that was the only problem.
Well, we want to make you feel better. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do the contest where we're going to try and give away $100 with our 5 seconds to cash. And then after that, you hang out in here, and we'll take phone calls on other people who had a terrible first day.
All right.
All right, maybe it'll make you feel better.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Hey, Nick at the Disco, High Hopes, Kiss 95.1. It's the Manny Roy in the Room Morning Show. Intern Sydney, not at her internship, but at her real job, first day on the job. She cried. It was a horrible first day, and we wanted to hear from you at 704-570-9595. Maybe you can make our friend Sydney feel a little bit better. What was your horrible first day? Let's bring in Shelby and Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hello.
Hey, Shelby.
Hey, so I work at PetSmart, and my very first day, I had to clean fish tanks, and like we have to soak stuff in the back. So the girl that was training me was like, hey, can you bring those back there and fill the sink up, blah, 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 blah. Well, she called me back out to the floor, and I forgot about it, and I ended up flooding the entire back room, and I like peaced out onto the floor, and the district manager was there that day.
Ooh, boy. Was it your first and last day, Shelby?
No, they actually thought it was hilarious, but I just cried.
Holy cow. With a fish, like, flopping out over the floor?
Yeah, it was like stuff in the bag, like just like sink water.
That's funny. Okay. Thanks, Shelby. Yeah. I wonder if anyone was fired on their first day of work. Marissa, see if someone calls in and tells us if they were fired on their first day of work. That would be crazy.
Yeah, they probably didn't like finish the paperwork and they're like, all right, just go.
You know what? This isn't working out.
Carly in Lancaster, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, Carly, we're doing really well. Tell us about that horrible first day.
So it was actually the first week. I had left a job in the dental field that was decent for another job in the dental field that had better benefits. So when I had got there, the staff was a little different, and the doctor was on my case the whole first week. I was in the office every single day.
Mm.
Yes. But it fine, and I was crying on lunch break, and I actually called my
it's
last
just like
job.
Sydney.
Yes. And I was begging them to take me back. But I've got good news for Sydney.
What is it?
After a couple weeks, it got so much better. And it's honestly the best job I've ever had. I just had to hang in there.
Oh, really? That's great to know.
Now, is it like, are they like trying to make you pay your dues type of thing?
Amazing.
Like,
it's
yeah.
an initiation yeah. thing.
Right. Like, do you think that's part of this, Carly? Or
I don't know. What I was thinking is just every office is so different. And, I mean, I just had to kind of learn their ways, and once I got it just became like secondhand.
Thanks, Carly. There's some good news for you. Maybe it's going to get better.
Yeah, and hopefully.
Do you vibe that at all, that there's a potential it could get better?
I don't know. Mm. I haven't really caught that vibe yet.
But you said you don't like change, and maybe they don't like change either. Maybe they're just getting used to you.
Do you know if you replaced an employee who was there?
Yeah, Gary was a hit. Like, they're so...
Gary was a smash. He had the best cakes.
We loved Gary.
Yeah. Hey, we wanted to know if anyone was fired on the same day that they were hired. Mm. You want to hear this story, Sid?
Yeah.
All right, let's bring in Tim from Hickory. Tim, what happened? How did this go? What'd you do?
Well, this job was just at Wendy's. I was just a teenager, but I called in on my first day at work because my friends were going to the club. So I was like, yeah, I'll just call in, you know. And then my next scheduled shift, they said, you know, I was fired, so they didn't let me come in.
You got fired because you didn't come in. You missed your first day at work, Tim, and they fired you.
Exactly.
That would probably do it.
At
least Sydney shows up.
Yeah. That's true. This is something that... is it Anante?
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
Hi, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ray Morning Show. You've done something that would make a lot of people be really upset. What'd you do?
Oh, my gosh. And, like, I don't even feel like it was really my fault because the cart... Okay, so I started working at Family Dollar, and they were doing a remodel. So we were essentially moving things around the store. And they said that, you know, they wanted me to move the wine display because I was the only one that was 21. I was like, okay, cool. So I go and I start loading. I've done a couple rounds of this, just filling the cart full of wine and taking it to the next place. Well, no one told me that that cart was actually broken. So on that third trip of me filling up the carts with wine, the whole back part of the cart fell out entirely. And every bottle of wine that I had in the cart fell and shattered all over the floor. The literal, like, the Family Dollar smelled like a whole party.
Thanks, Anante. Okay. You feel a little better about yourself, Sid?
Yeah.
That's what the segment was supposed to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You didn't smash wine bottles.
Yeah.
I didn't. Right. We don't sell wine, so that's not likely, but.
It could happen. Yeah. You know, Gary used to bring wine to the store.
There's Cake Fridays with Gary. You're going to have to bring something to the table.
Yeah, maybe you should, I don't want to say bribe them, but, like, maybe you should, like, make cookies or something and take them in.
Ooh, and put X-Lax in those cookies.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
All right, so good luck. We're sorry that you're having a rough time. Hopefully today's better and the next couple days will be better.
Hopefully.
All right. All right. There's intern Sydney.
Well, we have a brand new senseless survey. I caught a guy at probably one of the worst times, and all I do is try to keep him on the phone when all he wants to do is hang up. You have to hear how this senseless survey unfolds in 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.